Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Friday, 8th of March, 2024 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news on the island, background to that news and sport with business and Sea Watch and travel update. And the newsmakers in person this evening, your video doorbell registration and how much it could cost. Ramsey has a new commissioner. Will the steam packets contract get a review? Queenspear restoration latest and the Ravens take on Longridge Town tomorrow at the Bowl.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Siobhan Fletcher.
Fastamai. Temporary speed limits will come into force on the lower TT course for 8 weeks from Monday to allow for DOI contractors to safely carry out preparation work ahead of the road racing season. You can find a full list of all the areas affected at our website. A by-election is going to be held in Port St Mary for two new commissioners. Residents wishing to put themselves forward have from 10 a.m. next Wednesday until 1 p.m. on the 20th of March to submit their nomination papers. The founders of a local group that supports women with endometriosis wants to see better education for healthcare staff on the island for the condition. March marks Endometriosis Awareness Month. Currently, 1 in 10 women are diagnosed with the condition. Further afield, an investigation into a British mole inside the IRA has concluded his actions probably resulted in more lives being lost than saved during the Troubles. It found strong evidence of very serious criminality by the agent, codenamed State Knife, and said security forces failed to protect those at risk. Five people are reported to have died after an airdrop over Gaza went wrong. Reports say parachutes failed to open, causing aid to hit people below. And an 11-year-old boy has been arrested on the M1 after being found towing a suspected stolen caravan. North Yorkshire police say he was at the wheel of a black BMW. There are your headlines, news at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's guidance on powers of attorney and more. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Siobhan. From the Runnels Way Met Office, we've got some strong winds out in the North Irish Sea. State of sea moderate, occasionally rough. And the weather this evening, dry, cloudy, a strong easterly, overnight minimum 5 degrees. For tomorrow, Chasan, dry and cloudy with a risk of a shower and a strong east-northeasterly, highest temperature 10 Celsius, down to 6 through the night. Into Jadunich. Sunday cloudy with a spell of rain first thing, becoming fair as the strong northeasterly eases back later up to 9 degrees. Sun sets in just over half an hour's time at 10 past 6. High tide 19 minutes past 10. Low water overnight 20 to 5. Sunrise 14 minutes before 7 tomorrow morning. And the morning high water 24 minutes to 11.
Manx Glass and Glazing are proud to be an approved contractor with Construction Isle of Man. Call the team on 674573 or visit the showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
Douglas North MHK David Ashford is questioning if residents of the Isle of Man who own video doorbells should still be forced to pay to register them with the Information Commissioner. A reminder has been issued reminding residents, and it could be you, that you could be fined for not disclosing ownership of a video doorbell. And while Mr. Ashford thinks it's right to require registration, he's not sure about the cost.
Technology's moving on all the time, so these are becoming more and more useful in terms of both residents and also the police, I believe, have been asking people for footage when they're investigating certain instances. Now, of course, the regime of charging for registration dates back a long, long way. And when that regime first came in, data protection registration was really for businesses and for people who were holding personal client information like taxi companies and so on. Now it's much wider. And I'm wondering, for what it actually is, yes, have it registered, but does the charge really need to apply to those individuals? This is something that a lot of people didn't even know before this information notice came came out. I think there's a lot of people that have probably installed these things and not knowing that they had to register. And the concern is if people are less willing to come forward and more reluctant to do so, then that impacts as well potentially on the police, because I've spoken to lots of people where they said the police have found the footage they've been able to provide quite useful. But like I say, technology is moving on and I think we need to move with the times. And I just think that what the charge was there for originally and what it was meant to cover, things like proper CCTV systems 10, 15, 20 years ago, is not the same as what it now covers, and we need to look again.
We've been finding out where the restoration of the Queen's Pier in Ramsey is up to. The project manager at the Queen's Pier is Dennis Curfey.
At the moment, what we've completed is to the end of Bay 6, the 60 bays, so we've got a good bit. We're a tenth of the way out there at the moment. We're in the process at the moment. We're waiting for two bays of steel to come for bays 7 and 8, which will give us another 80 feet out, because each bay is 40 feet. The steel has gone up to now six bays of steel. Obviously, the price has gone up quite a lot. 3 years ago, I think we were paying something like £30,000 per bay for the steel, just steel. At today's prices at the moment, it's £56,000 per bay. At the moment, we're using a firm called James Cowie & Sons, based in South Glasgow, where they manufacture, fabricate, send it out to a local galvanising yard to hot dip it. Then they spray it and send it over to us via Meseron. We're not actually working out on the pier as such, because like I say, we're waiting for the steel, so there's not a lot, but we've got lots of other tasks. We have to keep going, doing things and bits and pieces, preparing for moving out when we come to get more, when we get the steel comes and we're moving on out. If the money stops coming in, then we stop building, don't we? At today's prices, and obviously it's materials alone because we're all volunteers, we're looking at probably about £4.5 million. Well, they were hoping it would fall into the sea, didn't they? But they didn't allow for Victorian engineering. Legs are screwed into the seashore. It's a huge screw that was screwed into the...
Yeah.
And they go down. They vary in length, but some of them are down 7-8 metres deep because they have to go into a hard clay, which is underneath the soft clay and sand. They would have used some sort of a steam motor and done it on a ratchet system to turn the screws into the seabed.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690-300.
FC Isle of Man got back to winning ways last weekend, and their manager thinks they'll have to step things up when they host Longridge Town in the NWCFL Premier Division tomorrow evening. So what does Paul Jones think is required to get one over on the latest visitors, who put 5 goals past the Ravens in this fixture at the Bowl last season?
By keeping remembering the things that we do well when we play well, and not getting ahead of ourselves, not thinking that we're more accomplished as a team or a group than we are at this moment in time. And you know, I thought we did that against West Didsbury last weekend, and we're going to certainly need to do it again against a Longridge team who are better than their league position probably suggests. They're a young team that play really good football if they're given the opportunity to do so. So we're going to have to not just deliver what we did against West Didsbury last week, but take it up another level or so in order to make sure that we build a really firm foundation to go on and trouble Longridge and hopefully come away with 3 points again. You know, they're a really good team. They caused some problems when we played them away from home earlier in the season, and if we're not really on our mettle, then they'll cause us problems again. So we're one of the groups that has quite a lot of similar players than we had this time last year, so we should be getting better, we should be improving, and hopefully we can demonstrate that against the strong Longridge team. We've played in a variety of different ways this season in order to get the best out of the group that we have available, but also to make sure that we're put a really strong performance together against the team we're playing against. So that's one of the things I think the players can be really proud of this year, is that we have played a variety of different formations, we played a variety of different ways in and out of possession, and we're getting to a point where we can do those things without thinking too much now. And I think last week was a really clear demonstration of that. It's a testament to the player group, how far they've come as individuals, and that, you know, their understanding of the game for us to be able to do that. It's always horses for courses to a certain extent, but we do need to find a consistency in terms of how we play and who's playing, and to really kind of push on towards the end of the season.
Ramsey Commissioners has a new member after last night's by-election. Sandra Cottam-Shea was elected, gaining 162 votes out of the total 494 cast. And Max Radio was there live for the result last night.
I have to announce the result of the poll taken today for the election of one member of Ramsey Town Commissioners for South Ward. Number of votes cast for candidates: Joe Tatty-Callister, 143. Sandra Cottam-Shea, 162. Pauline Johns-Garrett, 70. Sarah Kennedy-Hay, 110. And I declare Sandra Cottam-Shea duly elected to serve on South Ward of Ramsey Town Commissioners for the unexpired part of the term, 7th of March 2024 until the 1st of May 2025.
Well, I'm delighted to be given the opportunity to serve the town and the people. Thank you so much to those who voted. Got a little bit of imposter syndrome at the minute. My face is burning. I thought Joe had got it, and I hope he stands again in 2025. I'm total shock. Just can't wait to get in the inner sanctum and see how things work. And again, I mean, people have my details from the manifesto, so if they need to get hold of me, then feel free.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The motor vessel Maximum was early away from Heysham. She left at 10 to 2, safely into Douglas Harbour right now on the linkspan, departing this evening at 7.45, arriving in Heysham at 11:30. The overnight departure is 2.15, back to Douglas at 6 tomorrow morning. And the morning departure from Douglas, 8.45, Maximum heads to Heysham.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
The Health and Social Care Minister says he's comfortable that things are getting better across health and social care services. Laurie Hooper, MHK, told the Public Accounts Committee he felt his department was an afterthought after the creation of Manx Care in 2021, but believes both are now in a better place.
Am I comfortable that things are getting better across health service? Yes, I am. We're in a much better place now than we were 12 months ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So I'm definitely comfortable things are getting better. I'm comfortable that the assurance process we have today is more robust than we started with. Being perfectly honest, when Manx Care was established, no thought was given to the Department of Health and Social Care. There was no mandate assurance process in existence at that point of time. It felt like we were an afterthought, quite frankly. Quite disappointing inheriting a department that I was expecting to be resourced and able to hit the ground running in it. We spent the first 2 years figuring out how to do our job, basically. So that wasn't a particularly effective setup. But I think the department's come a long way, actually, since then. And I would say that the processes we have are delivering the right outcomes. So to that extent, they are effective. Are they as effective as I would like them to be? I think the answer to that is not quite, but there's always room for improvement in these things. Are they efficient? That is the $1 billion question. We don't really have a figure for what it costs to provide the oversight of the system. The way I look at it is the additional costs that have arisen from separated gap Manx Care are more than compensated for by the cost improvement savings they're delivering annually. On that basis, the system is working, at least financially. It's working, it's delivering more savings that it's costing us in money to run. So provided that continues being the case, I would argue that it is efficient, but ultimately, I don't think it's really for me to judge that.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
It's 17 minutes before 6. In corporate news, Just Group surged to the top of the FTSE 250 after saying it now expects to achieve its target of doubling profits in 3 years instead of the originally intended 5. And for a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com. A cyber attack has stopped production of Duvel beer at 4 breweries in Belgium. Duvel says it fell victim to the suspected ransomware attack during the night between Tuesday and Wednesday. Initially, 5 of its production facilities were shut down. One's since come back on stream. Duvel says it's unable to give further details as the investigation into the cause of the cyber attack is ongoing. They say their built-in command systems and alarms in the IT system work well, so their IT department was informed immediately of the ransomware attack. Duvel's servers were immediately shut down, which shut down production at the 4 Belgian breweries and a production site in Kansas City.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookhall.
UK and European markets closed mixed, with investors digesting the ECB's updated inflation forecast. The US stocks climbed after the February jobs report showed an uptick in the unemployment rate. Oil rose and gold hit record highs for the fourth consecutive session. But that was now from Ramsey Crookhall, reporting the FTSE 100 down 0.4% at the close at 7,659. The DAX in Frankfurt down just over 0.1% at 17,814. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial is up 0.2%, 38,867. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 0.2% at 16,240. The S&P 500 down 0.3% in Chicago at 5,155. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is trading at $1 US 28.4, €1 17.4, and and 24 South African rand, 7.6 cents. In commodities, gold's up almost a percentage point at $2,180 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 1.5% at $82.19.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsay Cook all later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
Quarter to three.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsay Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Here's the relevant information. If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, sea swimming, diving or surfing this weekend, sea temperature is 8 degrees Celsius and the wind for tomorrow, Saturday the 9th, northeasterly 4, 6 or 7, decreasing 5 or 6 for Saturday afternoon, then 6 or 7 by the end of the night. Wave height 1.8 to 2.4 metres, wave period 5 seconds, high waters 10.36 a.m., 11.01 p.m. And for Sunday the 10th, the wind northeasterly for 6 or 7, decreasing 5 or 6 Sunday afternoon and 4 or 5 overnight. Wave height 1.8 to 2.2 metres, gradually falling 1 to 1.5 in the evening and less than 1 overnight. Wave period 4 or 5 seconds. High water 11.20 a.m., 11.42 p.m.
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double and triple glazing. Call 674573 or visit the showroom on the Snugbridge Trading Estate. Update. Brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
There's a chance for you to find out about opportunities to support charitable organisations on the Isle of Man. It's at the Sefton Hotel and it's tomorrow as part of Volunteers Week. If you're keen to give back to your community, you can see what sort of support is needed from Isle of Man Live at Home. Here's Alison Lester.
The event really is aimed at any organisation, any charitable organisation that's actively looking to recruit volunteers. Anybody really in particular. And volunteers obviously can be anybody from all age ranges. It could be somebody looking to volunteer as part of work experience. It could be somebody who's recently retired. It could be corporates who are looking for volunteering social time. So we're open to any organisation who's actively looking to recruit volunteers. It's about coming together, collaborating together, networking together, and hopefully finding that right volunteer for you. I mean, at Live at Home, for instance, we have about half a dozen different volunteering roles. The charities that we've got on board this year, I'm pleased to say there are a couple on there that haven't attended in the past, such as Heroes on the Water and North Air Ambulance. I'm looking forward to hearing about those and what type of volunteering roles they want. But most people obviously would be probably looking for fundraisers or in our case befrienders, anybody that can give some time really. It's really important, I think, that younger people get involved with volunteering. It's a good thing to put on your CV for future job references, and also I think it gives you a grounding into what is actually out there and the need that people have. A lot of organisations couldn't survive without volunteers. We couldn't manage without the support and sponsorship. As I say, really grateful to Douglas Rotary Club who've managed to make this happen for us. And then going back obviously to the COVID years, I think this is going to be a really big one, and because we didn't have the opportunity to put this on over the last few years, and a lot of people are struggling to find volunteers, and a lot of people didn't come back to volunteering after COVID.
Manx Radio Sport.
Bastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Bastamai, good evening. Eight now remain to battle it out for the ECAP FA Cup in Manx football this weekend, with the quarterfinals of the competition taking place tomorrow. Among those ties, the one remaining Division 2 side in the tournament, Douglas High School Old Boys, host Premier League High Flyers St Mary's. Meanwhile, Premier League frontrunners Peel and Ayr United face Ramsey and Corinthians respectively. The cup ties will get underway at 2 p.m. on Saturday, with league matches starting shortly after at 2:30. Elsewhere, Douglas will be able to claim maximum points when they host Kirkby Lonsdale in a rearranged Regional 2 North West contest in tomorrow's Isle of Man rugby fixtures. The tie had originally been penned in for December, but was called off at the 11th hour due to poor weather conditions. Manx Radio's rugby correspondent Dave Christian says whilst Douglas have superiority in current league form, they must stay guarded against any surprises from a Kirkby Lonsdale side fighting for survival.
Douglas are mid-table, looking to climb and have potential. Kirkby Lonsdale are next to bottom. On form, at least it should be a home win. Douglas will be wanting maximum points, particularly after not getting anything away away last weekend. But Kirby Lonsdale, they will fancy their chances.
Elsewhere, Vagabonds Ladies host Chester Divas at 2 p.m. in Women's NC1 Northwest at Bala Fletcher on Saturday, while Southern Nomads take on Western Vikings in the Manx Cup at Ballykillia Park at 2:15. And finally, the title race in the Ladies Premier League looks to be heading down to the wire as the latest Isle of Man hockey fixtures beckon on Saturday. There's almost nothing to separate Vikings A, Castletown A and Valkyries A, with all three in action once again. The first two of those come up against each other at 1:30 p.m. at King William's College tomorrow. Manx Raiders hockey correspondent Ben Cunningham thinks the outcome of this could have big implications in the top of the table battle.
Castletown A, Vikings A and Valkyries A all locked level on points. If one team was to lose this game, Castletown A v Vikings A, it could be game over in the chase, and it could just come down to one mistake or one bit of magic.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronaldsway, got a delay on the 4:05 Logan Air inbound from London Heathrow. Won't be touching down till about 6:30 tonight. Then the 7:30 EasyJet from London Gatwick showing on time. The 5:08 returning patron transfer Logan Air is on time. The 8:00 Logan Air from London City is delayed till 10:30 tonight. Outbound tonight, well, you've got that delay on the Logan Air to London City. The 20:05 will be going until 7:00 tonight, so do be aware of that. Also, the 6:00 Logan Air to Liverpool's on time, and the 8:00 EasyJet back to London Gatwick on time. On the roads, Hillside Avenue's closed through to Circular Road in Douglas for adjacent office window replacement. Must be some windows. A section of Switzerland Road's closed for construction work till November. Temporary lights on Brighton Terrace in Douglas at the Mount Bradder Junction for gas main replacement. Phase closures on the Starvey Road for water main work. In Colby, phase closures on the Ballykilferrick Road for water main work. Just by Sulby, temporary lights on the Lazare Road at Kerrimoor for work on the pavements. Between the Cronk and Sandygate, temporary lights on the Ballymona Road for water main lane. In Andros, Kendrocket Road's closed for water main work. There's a closure in phases, by the way, not all the time. Closure on the Ballylie Road south of Kirkmichael for water main work. And offline, in fact, should be finishing next week, but currently closed between Crosby and Glenfine, the Heritage Trail off road for duct insulation work. Should be back on stream this time next week.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre, with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with
Quayside. Apparently, it's time for the government's contract with the steam packet company to be reviewed. So says the Treasury Minister, Dr. Allenson, MHK, who's keen to see the sea services agreement simplified.
I do think it needs to be reviewed. It's a document of its time. And I think whilst I'm not involved in that review, because it's very much between the Department for Infrastructure and the steam packet company board, I think really you need to look at it. I think it could do with a huge amount of simplification, both to make it simpler to those two bodies, but also to the general public about exactly what the steam packet is mandated to do. So, for instance, do we need to look again at some of the stipulations of the fare structure and the number of discount tickets that should be available? Do you want to go further than that? Do you want to go less than that? Also looking at some of the obligations in terms of routes, the obligations in terms of backup. I think all of these need to be looked at. I'd like to think that with a better relationship between a private company in government ownership and a government department, we could simplify a lot of the sea services agreement and make it far more easier to read and far more easier to understand.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
It is International Women's Day, and women on the Isle of Man are calling for more support for those with endometriosis. Chloe Love from Douglas believes the condition needs to be acknowledged so women can get an early diagnosis.
I'm frequently told pain is normal, take paracetamol, you'll be fine. Even though I've said that the level of pain that I'm in is actively interfering with my quality of life. Like, I can't work my normal office job as I should be. So I have to work half a day and work half a day from home. If my symptoms are flaring, then I have to try and work from home all the time, which isn't ideal. It's not fun. And basically, I had a laparoscopy done in November, and they did remove a small amount of endometriosis, but apparently it wasn't enough to be diagnostic. And that was then when they found on my MRI that I also have adenomyosis, which I was told that the only treatment for that is a hysterectomy. And at 29, that's not really what I want to hear. I mean, if it was a definite cure, then I probably would be considering it. But even then, it's not guaranteed. It just seems very archaic that the three options I'm given is like, take the pill, pain is, you know, just live with it, get pregnant, or have a hysterectomy. It's been quite a surprise to see how many other women have very similar stories, and it's just shocking. It would be nice to maybe have the opportunity to be referred or have like a second opinion, because I'm not really satisfied with what I've got right now.
To mark International Women's Day on the Isle of Man, there's a new platform to encourage entrepreneurs and leaders to support and empower one another. The Isle of Man's Women's Collective has been launched today. You'll hear from its founders, Kat Whittaker. First, Kirsty Nixon.
We're very excited with it being International Women's Day to be launching it and doing something like this for women on the Isle of Man. It was actually a study in 2019 that found the advancement of female entrepreneurs could be worth £250 billion to the UK economy. We just thought, imagine what we could achieve in this tiny island if we were to give women the confidence and support to go out there and bring their ideas to life, and that's what we hope to do. So if you sign up as a member of the Isle of Man Women's Collective, there's a whole host of things that you can get involved with. So we're going to have quarterly networking events, monthly webinars with local experts set to speak about personal and professional development. There's a book club, social events.
If you already run your own business or you have aspirations that you want to, if you are a leader already in your business or you want to become one, I think it's just for anyone who wants to develop personally and professionally. When you're quite an introvert, which I definitely am, the thought of going to networking events actually used to completely terrify me, but I wanted to be around other people who were in the same boat, and so I just thought, oh, sod it, one day, and opened up the group, and then suddenly there was hundreds of members. It's a space where people can just go on and say, you know, where do you get your insurance from? How do I do this? Is there a course available out there for bookkeeping and things? And it's just a safe space, free from judgment, that you can come on and ask anything without feeling a bit daft.
That's it from Update Tonight from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Beth Espy. After the news, Friday Sport with Rob Pritchard, the greatest hits, Chris Kinley at 6:30, Howie Kane and Sweet and Sing. And there's another update back Monday at 5:30. So it's best you enjoy this weekend.
WIN.